Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you, it's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org, and click Find a Church. We always pick our Issues Etc. blog of the week at the end of the first hour on Fridays. This is no exception. We've been reading your blogs, the ones that have the Issues Etc. widget. You get the widget by going to our website, issuesetc.org. Click support at the bottom of the page, you'll find the widget. And you can put it at your blog. Tell us that you've done so. Talk back at issuesetc.org. We'll start reading your blog, start thinking, could this be one of our blog picks of the week? Jeff first.
Mine is from Scott Diekman's Stand Firm. It's a blog post titled, Run to the Lord's Table. From Luther's preface to the Small Catechism, which is inexplicably is located in the back of the catechism. Here's the quote from Luther. For a person not to prize highly the sacrament is tantamount to saying that he has no sin, no flesh, no devil, no world, no death, no danger, no hell. That is to say, he believes in none of these, although he is overwhelmed by them, and is the devil's possession twice over. On the other hand, he needs no grace, life, paradise, kingdom of heaven, Christ, God, or any good thing. Surely if he recognized how much evil is in him and how much he needs all the good things he lacks, he would not neglect the sacrament, which gives help against such evil and bestows so much goodness. He will not need to be forced by law to the sacrament, but will himself come running in a hurry to the Lord's table, constrained within himself, and pressing you to give him the sacrament. My pick for blog of the week, Stand Firm by Scott Diekman.
And mine comes from the Brothers of John the Steadfast. Jim Pierce has posted or reposted, it's hard to tell, an interesting piece that he put together called Why Liberals Stay. He concludes this blog post by saying, the enemies of the cross of Christ are now, right now, marching in my own synod, the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod. Already, I've heard saber rattling over issues such as women's ordination and the inerrancy of Scripture. Is it any wonder the current leadership of the LCMS has been enamored by the words of heretics like Leonard Sweet, who embraces the heresy of pantheism with the words of other church growth and emergent church gurus? LCMS congregations and even entire districts openly promote damnable practices taken from Eastern mysticism, such as centering prayer and other unscriptural meditation practices. If these theological liberals are allowed to continue their practices without disciplinary action taken against them, then the LCMS will likely follow the ELCA into apostasy, and we won't be recognizable as the Church of our Lord Jesus Christ, let alone as our grandfather's church. Wise words from Jim Pierce at Brothers of John the Steadfast. We will have my pick and Jeff's pick at our website, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org. When we come back, it's hour two of Issues Etc. this Friday, February the 5th. We'll start out our conversation talking with Roger Worley, NFL Hall of Famer. Yes, we'll be talking about Super Bowl 44. He's already down there in Miami awaiting the game. Then we'll remember Jacob, Old Testament patriarch. Dr. Andrew Steinman of Concordia University Chicago will be our guest. And then it's your opportunity to pick the soundbite of the week. We have four Issues Etc. soundbites. You listen, then you vote, and you pick soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can email your votes to us, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can already find those soundbites at our website, issuesetc.org, or you can always Twitter us at issuesetc. When we come back, what is it like in Miami awaiting the big game on Sunday? Roger Worley, NFL Hall of Famer, will be our guest. We'll kick off hour two with him. I'm Todd Wilkins. Stay tuned.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkins and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.